I'm Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. With high labor costs, will more farmers turn to drones for help with crop scouting? Dr. Yannis Ampadzidis is an assistant professor in the Department of Biological and Agricultural Engineering at the University of Florida. He's developing tools to both detect and classify various types of crop stress.
And using drones, we can identify hotspots that we can even go and do a secondary inspection. And if we prove the system that it's accurate, then it will be a great solution to minimize scouting cost. Scouting is very labor intensive and sometimes can be very expensive and very difficult in a lot of cases that diseases produce similar symptoms. That's why early detection is the critical step here.
But he says detection is only the first step.
And this is where AI and different other classification methods come on to help us classify, not only detect, but also classify the disorder. It can be an abiotic disorder, for example, it can be water stress or a nutrient stress, or it can be like a disease, a virus, a bacteria.
Ampadzidis has seen promising results with problems such as bacterial spot in tomatoes and powdery mildew in squash. Thank you for tuning in to your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hamrich. For more information and previous reports, visit aginfo.net.